other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into the third and final hour of this live Tuesday edition. We're about to go back to your calls, but let me cover some news for the time being. CDC knew a potential link between vaccines and autism. This is out of ABC News 25. 5-year-old Ryan Anderson of Jacksonville Beach is an animated, happy child, but that wasn't always the case. His course of deterioration from a happy, developmentally appropriate child to the problems he began to develop started right after he received the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, says Ryan's father, Bruce Anderson. Now, several therapies are underway to restore Ryan's cognitive and behavioral development, which began to show significant impairment at the age of 18 months. Ryan also presents evidence of a persistent active measles virus. Do you understand? He gets the measles, mumps, rubella shot. He has the measles now in his blood that is persistent and active. Whereas if you normally get measles, you get it, you get an immunity to it, it goes away. You take these weird shots, you keep the measles. There's weird stuff in your blood, weird stuff in your bowels. This is the standard thing. And you've got this high level of mercury. This is ABC News, folks. Ryan's doctor, Jeff Branstreet of Melbourne, is a specialist in autism-related disorders. Using clinical diagnostic testing, he has documented a genetic effect in children that Ryan carries. The defect, says Branstreet, made him vulnerable to the persistent and the preservatives in his vaccinations. The preservative is called thimerosal, and it contains mercury, a known neurotoxin. Until just a few years ago, children who received a full schedule of vaccinations were injected with mercury in amounts far exceeding EPA guidelines. Again, were injected with mercury in amounts far exceeding EPA guidelines. Bradstreet says some children's bodies just can't handle the onslaught of the toxin. Quote, there are children who don't detox heavy metals well. The more mercury we expose them to, the more problems they're going to have, Bradstreet said. A growing controversy over thimerosal contributed to the removal from many childhood vaccines. That's not true. Beginning in the late 1990s, but it's still present in some vaccinations, including virtually all flu shots. The flu shot they gave out last year, end of this year, has over 200 times the safe level of mercury in it. Documents released through the Freedom of Information Act, we covered months ago here, detail the transcript of a meeting held in June 2000 between members of the CDC and the FDA and representatives from the vaccine industry. The group discussed the results of a February 2000 study that finds a significant association between exposure to thimerosal-containing vaccines and developmental issues like autism in children. And then the article goes on, that's just the first page, with the fact that the CDC knew this, but continued to put it in the vaccines, continued to say it was good for the children, continued to allow the vaccine makers to do it, and they all discussed how to engage in this activity in collusion together. So the vaccine makers, the Centers for Disease Control, the Food and Drug Administration, knowingly, and this has been going on for a long time, not just since 2000, knowingly allowed this to happen. We've gone from one autism case per 25,000 over 20 years ago to one in 168 children now. And it's only getting worse. A plague of brain damage and learning disabilities and autism. And it makes me very angry that this just continues. And still, the average American has no idea this is going on when they demand your children take these shots. You do not have to vaccinate your children. Then they'll say, oh, your child will die of something else. Statistically, it's more dangerous to take these vaccines than not. Now, I'm not going to give you medical advice, but you better look at the evidence of this, and you better make your own decision. And again, we told you about this years ago. We went back over this months ago, and here it is from ABC News. We'll come back, get into more news, and take your calls. Stay with us.
Mm. Most so-called tax shelters try to show you how to reduce your taxes, but they still insist that you must pay taxes. And they require that you do goofy, bizarre things with your money that you'd never normally do just so you can save a few bucks. Not this tax shelter. It's so complete, it's so superior, that it will teach you how to properly comply with the tax laws and still end up with zero tax liability. Imagine, you find out that you've been deceived about what the tax laws require, and you learn how to obey them better than you ever have before. And as a result, you end up owing the government nothing. You get to keep every single dime of your hard-earned money. Sound amazing? Sound too good to be true? Find out for yourself. Go to besttaxshelter.com. That's besttaxshelter, all one word, .com on the internet. And find out what the government has been scared to death you'll find out. besttaxshelter.com. You'll be astonished. Visit today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. We've got Greg Palast coming up from the BBC. Your calls here in just a few minutes. I got a few other comments on the vaccine situation. I was just reading this ABC News story about this 2000, from the year 2000, CDC-FDA meeting, where they admit that they know that the thimerosal, the mercury in the vaccines, is brain-damaging children. And here are some of the quotes from the transcript of the meeting, some of the comments. Listen to these. There are just a host of neurodevelopmental data that would suggest we've got a serious problem. My gut feeling, it worries me. I don't want my grandson to get the thimerosal-containing vaccine until we know better what's going on. We are all in a bad position from the standpoint of defending any lawsuits. Finally, we have asked you to keep this information confidential. And that's what happened. 3 years later, the CDC published a study in the November 2003 issue of Pediatrics, contradicting the earlier results and clearing thimerosal of any link to neurological problems in children. So they're just going to keep doing this. They don't care. And understand, this is a side issue. To just focus in on thimerosal is a mistake. See, they can say, well, we've taken it out of some of the vaccines, but it's going to stay in the MMR and stay in the flu shot and stay in the tetanus shot, all the major injections that they give babies, toddlers, and adults. It's bad for adults as well. That's going to continue. But it's kind of a side issue of, okay, it was thimerosal, we'll do something about it, we'll take it out of some of the vaccines. No, they've been caught putting other stuff in these shots. You know, this article gets into how these babies, these toddlers, take the measles shot, then they get some bizarre form of measles that doesn't go away. They just have measles all the time. It just ruins the bowels of these children. They take these shots and then they're incontinent for the rest of their life with bizarre living viruses in their in their intestines. This is being done by design, folks. I have the 1973 Dr. Henry Kissinger CIA documents. These were declassified in 1992. And I have them. We've posted them many times on the site. They're there right now. And Henry Kissinger tells the third world countries, a whole list of them, if you want IMF and World Bank money, you got to forcibly sterilize half your population. Then they go into ways to do it through vaccines or through forcing women to have their tubes tied. It's horrible. I've got documents out of Australia, documents out of England, documents out of the U.S. government, going back into the 50s, right through the 90s. This is just the declassified stuff. Can you imagine what's classified? Where they talk about exterminating us, using biological weapons, engineering race-specific weapons. It's happening. It's going on. But you notice Jesse Jackson and others don't want to talk about this. So the magnitude of all these subjects, I don't have words to describe how serious this is. I don't. There's no way to describe how serious this is. And it's just, but the average person can't grasp that they're evil people engaging in these types of activities. It's just that simple. Now, I have my call list here. I'm down in Austin, Texas. They're up in Minnesota, and I write down who the callers are. I've got a computer I can do it on, but every once in a while I lose my call list. I know we've got loaded phones, and I don't know who's up next. Lisa in Michigan, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
We just found out a couple of days ago, February 12th, that the Nocera bill is not a dead bill. In fact, it was passed secretly on March 9th, 2000.
Hey, Nocera's not real.
Well, it was secretly passed.
That's not true.
That's what they wanted. There's a gag order on that. And it was secretly passed on March 9th.
Okay, for those that just joined us, why don't you tell people what Nocera claims to be?
Well, Nocera, it gives forgiveness of credit card, mortgage debt, and other bank loans as remedy for bank and government fraud. Abolishes the IRS, creates flat rate, non-essential, new items only, sales tax revenue for government. It restores constitutional law. It initiates U.S. Treasury bank system, which absorbs the Federal Reserve and new precious metals-backed U.S. Treasury currency. I don't know much about it, Alex, but they requested it to the world court as we speak now.
Well, you say you don't know much about it. I do.
Well, we just found out about it, but we do know it was secretly passed on March 9th.
And how do you know that?
I'm going to fax the documents to you today.
You mean you're going to fax the stuff that's on the internet to me?
They got a gag order on it.
Well, Lisa, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but I live this. This is my life, okay? And they came out a few years ago and said everything's all right. The government secretly passed laws reinstituting the Constitution. And everything's okay now. Meanwhile, they're passing Patriot Act 1 and 2. All this stuff's happening. And there's this rumor that there's this secret law that was passed. And everything's okay now. And I'm telling you, it's not true.
Well, it says that there was 4 petitions the World Court submitted by the banking system with the Illuminati. They're trying to stop this, Alex. They're trying to stop this because it's going to make them go down.
Ma'am?
Uh-huh?
If I talk about something, it's documented, I have the bills, I have the legislation, I have the news, why would the globalists, why would Congress pass a law secretly reinstituting the Constitution? Why would these controlled, bought and paid for, New World Order people that are publicly passing all this evil legislation secretly pass good legislation?
Hey, Alex, you know what? It seems to be a good thing, but you know what? It's not going to be a good thing. There's more to it than that. After that, they're going to implement a Sunday law, which is, I'm not real sure if you know
ma'am,
about that.
Ma'am, Nacera is not real.
Well, I'm going to
I could go start a website and say that I had Easter bunnies hatching out in my backyard and that a secret law had been passed concerning the Easter bunnies and the government was blocking it, and it's not true. It's an urban legend.
Okay, a doctor from out in Hillsdale County was telling us that this is true, and they're
okay,
trying
all
to
right,
keep it.
Okay.
They're trying to keep it. It's not a good thing, though, Alex. They got a gag thing on it. In fact,
they got a gag thing.
Yeah, they got a gag order on it. In fact, they said if you say anything about this at all, you're going to face charges of treason and punishment by death.
This is
what they're telling the U.S. Supreme
this is
Court.
This basic craziness. Look.
I know it is, but what I think you need to know. I think it's weird too, but I want you to know,
okay.
And I want you to check it out. Don't believe me. I want you to check
ma'am,
it out.
Ma'am, did you not hear me, Lisa? I have checked it out for 3 years.
Okay, well, this is the stuff that's getting forwarded to us, and it's in the world. They're waiting for that. They requested it right now, and they're waiting for it to process.
Hey, Lisa, I'm not here criticizing you. I mean, it's okay that you called up asking me about Nacera, but I keep telling you that I have researched it, and you tell me I need to research it. I'm telling you it's an urban legend. The government didn't secretly make everything all right and give us our rights back. It's just not true.
Well, it's not all right. That's just it. It seems like a good thing, but it's not.
Okay, thank you for the call. It doesn't sound like I'm going to convince you. So, all right. You know, everybody's running around going, the government's really good, and they secretly overthrew the New World Order in 2000, and the New World Order is covering this up. If that was the case, this same Congress wouldn't be passing Patriot Act 1 and 2 and Homeland Security and all the stuff that's happening. It's not true. I've talked to members of Congress. Nacera is not real. Who's up next? Bob in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes?
I don't know if you heard this or not, but last night for about an hour, I heard on the radio a gal by the name of Beverly Harris, who today is in court in Los Angeles, bringing out charges against the voting machine scam that's going on. And how these
yeah, guys... we've had Bev Harris on about 25 times.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, we have. And she's just one of the good people out there exposing that the CIA runs these companies, that it's a complete and total fraud.
Okay, I haven't heard it on...
Excuse me?
The thing about going to Mars is a big scam. That money is going to be used... war into space. It's going to cost us.
Sure. All right, your phone's breaking up. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. Who's up after him? Tim in Ohio. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Fine.
I said it before. I'll say it again. I can feel your pain on some of these callers that they don't want to believe you after something you've researched for 3 years. Give me a break. Have you ever heard of a website called Burke's Pirage?
No.
I was flipping around on there, and some interesting things I came across said that the Clinton and the Bushes are all part of branches of the Lee family tree in China. That's something for you to check out. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, I know that the Lee family runs China, whether it's Mao Zedong in power or, you know, the emperors before Mao. And I know that the globalists are all interrelated in Europe, and I know that there's been some intermarrying with some of the big dynasties in Asia, but I don't know the particulars of what you just said. Earlier, I read the Star Bulletin article, genealogists call Bush Kerry kin, Big Isle researchers claim the president and his top opponent are distant cousins.
Well, yeah, like you mentioned before, and everyone knows that they're both skull and bone, so it's like different masks on the same face.
Yeah, they give us false choices.
And people get fooled by it all the time. Also on there, they talked about 34 of 43 presidents being related or coming from the bloodline of King Alfred and Charlemagne.
Well, they brag about that. And it's true that the Bushes are directly related to the Queen of England. That's from Reuters as well.
Sure.
And they were Tories during the Revolutionary War. They've been traitors all along. Interesting call. Thank you. More news coming up, then Greg Palast.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
One of the best places to find out what the globalists and their minions and their allied crime syndicates are up to, one of the best places to research their activities, is the Business Wire. This is where big corporations put out press releases about what they're up to, what they're doing. I mean, you find stuff in there where Applied Digital wants to put microchips in every child in the country and wants to put it in all the prisoners and the Alzheimer's patients and foreigners and the general public. You find out the communist Chinese own them on the Business Wire. Because this is corporations communicating with each other. This is their own statements, their own quotes, not just some news article by a reporter with an agenda. Now, for the last, 15 years or so, probably longer than that now, armored vehicles in a program of the Defense Department, M-16s, military training, have been transferred to police departments. In the last 6 years, ground-penetrating radar that looks right through your walls and gives them a crisp image of what's going on inside your home has been mounted on police helicopters by the Defense Department. Again, getting rid of posse comitatus, setting up this martial law atmosphere. Well, this is out of Anniston, Alabama, Business Wire, from yesterday, February 16th, 2004. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Surplus Army vehicles find new life in era of Homeland Security. Now, again, folks, they were deploying these long before 9/11. But see, now that's their excuse. United Defense supports Calhoun County Sheriff's receipt of Tactical Command Post vehicle. Did you ever wonder what happens to excess Army tracked vehicles? United Defense Industries Incorporated is supporting a unique solution that supports local law enforcement and Homeland Security needs. It converts surplus military vehicles into domestic law enforcement units for special situations. A Calhoun County Sheriff's Office in Alabama will soon receive the first of two 12-ton tactical command post vehicles for its emergency services unit. Overhauled by United Defense, the Sheriff's Office acquired a surplus armored tracked vehicle from the Department of Defense through its Law Enforcement Support Organization 1033 program. In a cooperative effort between the United Defense Industries and the Sheriff's Office, United Defense, the official equipment manufacturer, agreed to perform the readiness maintenance work on the vehicle. The Tactical Command Post vehicle is a member of the M113 family of vehicles. United Defense upgrades similar vehicles at its Anniston facility in a joint partnership with the Anniston Army Depot. By the way, the Anniston Army Depot is a civilian inmate labor camp program where they have a prison right next door and they use prisoners to do this. So that's part of the civilian inmate labor camp program that we've exposed. It's a camp, folks, a labor camp. The M113 family of vehicles is currently being used by law enforcement and other first responders in over 27 states and assist in natural disasters, and listen to this, search and rescue operations, counter drug operations, riot crowd control, and other related homeland defense applications. See, oppressing us as homeland defense. Over the past 5 years, vehicles have been outfitted to perform specific operations associated with SWAT, Border Patrol, U.S. Marshals, FBI, and Forest Service. Oh, the Forest Service, with few modifications from the original design. Some law enforcement agencies that use their vehicles primarily in urban areas have equipped their vehicles with a band track, a one-piece high-strength polymer rubber that reduces maintenance, road noise, and vibration for an improved ride quality. Now, these are large treaded tanks. They're not just the little APCs that we've seen in past years. And it says the vehicle handoff ceremony will take place Tuesday, February 17th at 10 a.m. So this already happened earlier today. At the United Defense Street Products Facility at 1805 Coleman Road, Anniston. Mr. Jim Walker, Director of the Alabama Department of Homeland Security, and Mr. Don Sherrod, President of the National Law Enforcement Support Association, will speak at the event. And this is just one of many companies doing this. APD, what, has three of these? The Sheriff's Department, I think, has one now. The State Police here in Austin, I know, have four of them. I've got video of them. And that was years ago. And so here they are, Homeland Security, giving the tanks to local police. Homeland Security, the end of posse comitatus. They say they want to put troops on the streets. They say after another attack, we go to martial law. And I know I've been repeating that a lot lately. It is such a big deal. But just hidden in plain view, riot, crowd control with their tanks, that's what Homeland Security is all about. Here's another article out of the Daily Texan today. Army agent questions law students. Army intelligence dropped by the law school and demanded a list of everyone attending the UT law school meeting. And they just said, Army intelligence, our job is now watching the students.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today. We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
You know, I've made three films on a police state. I've been to the urban warfare training drills where the troops are training with role players that are yelling, "I'm an American, oh, please don't put me in the camp, don't take my guns." But now we have top generals saying this is the next step. We have Homeland Security minions, you know, at ceremonies handing tanks over to police departments and saying this is for your Homeland Security duty. You know, suppressing dissent, going after, you know, crowds. It's horrible. What is it the government has planned that's so horrible they know that we're going to physically resist them? I mean, we've put up with all the other garbage peacefully in the past. What is it they've got planned that they know is so bad we're going to physically resist? Well, I'll tell you, it's taking your pension funds, it's blowing out the economy, it's super inflation when people realize what's happened to the dollar. They're gearing up for a massive crackdown, and it's so sad to see this happening and to see the police brainwashed into an us-against-them mentality. Let's go ahead and talk to Leon in Colorado. We're getting Greg Palestone right now. Leon, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to ask a question about this guy that was arrested by this state patrolman. Doesn't he have some, his family or somebody should file some charges of treason against this police what is he, state policeman and the judge for violating his constitutional right of free speech, which they were to uphold. Isn't there some way you can file some kind of treason charges against these guys?
Oh, well, you can certainly get official oppression. And for those that just joined us, a listener, Kelly Rushing in Fredonia, Kentucky, gave a copy of one of my videos and a copy of a C-SPAN interview to a cop, and the cop thought it was threatening, and so later pulled him over, arrested him. The judge said, you're guilty of giving anti-government, anti-police videos to a police officer. And so they're charging him with threatening police, and the video has nothing threatening in it. But that just shows their mindset. But I mean, look, it's not just patriots they're doing this to. We live in a country where 58 black people in Tulia, Texas, on the word of one cop who was being paid as an informant, they all got 20 to 90 years in prison, no drugs, no paraphernalia, and the governor had to pardon them. This is just the wildness, the out-of-control corruption.
It's madness is what it is.
It is, and we're going to be getting...
Yeah, well, then the other thing is you were talking about, you know, the earlier about, the Anti-Defamation League, and also included in all of those is, you know, that Southern Poverty Law guy under D's or whatever his name is. All of those organizations, if you follow the money, they're all funded by the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation. All of them are a bunch of minions for the globalists. That's all
I hear you. I got to let you go. We've got our guests, sir. I appreciate it. And I mean, they go after left-wing groups, right-wing groups, everybody, and demonize them, and it's wrong. Joining us is Greg Palast. He's a Newsnight investigative reporter with the BBC, best-selling New York Times best-selling author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And I wanted to get him back on to finish up some of the news we were covering a few days ago last week. Greg, good to have you on the show.
Alex, always a special treat to be with you.
A lot's happening, Greg. This whole thing about Bush's military records, I mean, the records clearly show that he disappeared. We have all these witnesses at the Guard saying he was never there. Then they pull out some Bush minion who was with Bush at the big race car race this weekend, and he says, "Oh no, Bush was there." What's really going on, Greg?
Well, what's really going on is I went down to Texas myself and investigated Bush's war record or lack thereof for BBC television. And I met with officers. I went to the Air Guard, and by the way, I got to tell you, I thought that they were going to give me a big hassle. I got to tell you, those Air Guard guys are a little bit peeved off that they're not so crazy about all these rich kids that were given the top jobs at the Air Guard to get out of Vietnam. The Texas Air Guard today is on active duty in Iraq and around the world. And,
well, it was in the Associated Press just last Friday that in the late 90s, the Guard right here at Camp Mabry in Austin was ordered to cover up Bush's records.
That's correct. And so I went to Camp Mabry, and I met with your Guard people in Austin, but I was also able to get a hold of a document from inside the U.S. Justice Department from a whistleblower who explained exactly who made the call. There was a big-time lobbyist who was Lieutenant Governor Ben Barnes was the power in Texas in the 60s during the war. And while he was a Democrat, he had really good relations with Congressman George Bush Sr., then the head of the Republican Party nationwide. And he had another lobbyist whom I spoke with, whose name, unfortunately, I can't give out, he did this on camera, but I'm not allowed to show the camera film, but this is confirmed by BBC, who said, yes, I called the Texas Air Guard at the request of Ben Barnes, specifically who is making the request for Congressman George Bush to get his son out of Vietnam and into the Texas Air Guard. He took a test, George W., and he scored in the 25th percentile out of 100. That means that 75% of the kids that took the Air Guard test to become a pilot, 75% scored higher than he did. He's the only guy who got the job. He leaped the line ahead of 75%, got the job in the Texas Air Guard. That got him out of the draft. He was just days away from being drafted and sent off to Nam. And Now, here's the creepy part of it. And you can actually see this, you can actually see part of this letter that was in the U.S. Justice Department offices, which was buried. The creepy part of it is that, that in order to cover this fact up during the race for governor of Texas, Bush was running, George W. was running against Ann Richards, who was the incumbent. It was a tight race. George's war record came up, and when this information came through, then this information came through that, in fact, the fix was in to get young Georgie out of the military at his daddy's, his congressman daddy's behest. And don't forget, George Sr. voted to send other men's sons to Vietnam, just not his own son. And so did his grandfather, Prescott, who was a U.S. senator, voted to send other men's grandsons to Vietnam, but again, not his own grandson. At the time, one of the big clients of Ben Barnes was a lottery company, GTEC, which now runs the Texas State Lottery, earns them about $1 billion a year, this corporation. And the word Ben Barnes, someone associated with him, called the governor's office and reminded the governor's office of what Barnes knew about the record. This is according to the informant. And suddenly, GTEC Corporation, which was about to lose, which had been removed for corruption from the Texas lottery contract, removed for corruption, was given the contract back without a bid to run the Texas State Lottery. And in other words, basically nothing would be said about young George's war record and how he got out of Vietnam.
$1 billion a year payoff. Boy, I tell you, that was a good investment.
It's your money. It's worth it. But, you know, I mean, this is... You have to understand, this is now, you have to understand this story of, and then plus the missing days of pay. As you know, we did, I spoke with a Texas Air Guard lieutenant, a guy named Burkett. He had been in the office when one of the generals received a call from the governor's office that Karen Hughes was coming in to look at the Texas Air Guard records, and she hoped that there'd be nothing embarrassing there. And basically, then he said, he had overheard this, and he asked some of the officers, "Are we saying that we're going to files of the, you know, purge the files?" And they said, "Well, what do you think?" And sure enough, he saw pension records with George Bush's name in the trash that was about to be shredded. And he didn't pick it, he didn't grab it out of the trash, so he can't say what the dates were on those records. He just saw the Governor George Bush's records in the trash. And now, why would they cover that up? As we now know, the pay records are coming out, and there's huge gaps in the you know, even a 5-month gap in which he wasn't paid.
Well, yesterday they had all the media in there at a press conference and wouldn't let him leave with the documents. Oh, we've released it, but you can't leave with it. And then last week, the pay stubs they gave out are illegible. You can't even read them.
Well, there's one other problem, too, is that, you know, there's a sloppiness in these pay stubs. It doesn't say, for example, if he was, if there were other days when he was called to drill and didn't show. Now, according to the people we went to, is that if that happened, and apparently, you know, the, it looks like the evidence is tending that way, that he just didn't show. A no-show... if you're AWOL, in effect, by not showing up for the drill, the lieutenant that we spoke to said, yeah, he had a couple of other guys who did that. Bush was not in his unit, he said, and the price was pretty severe. You lost your position in the Air Guard, and it's off to Vietnam to you, and except unless, I guess, you're a congressman's son. And so, once again, it's an issue of privilege. I don't want to get, you know, I know my good friend Michael Moore said that Bush had deserted. It's not desertion. You're talking about a daddy who's a very powerful congressman, head of the Republican Party, misuse of privilege, and of course this terrible business when it starts falling apart where suddenly contracts are given out by the state in a manner that advantages those that are holding this information.
Well, yeah, I mean, Bush on Meet the Press a few weeks ago with Tim Russert says, well, you know, the military gave me my honorable discharge. They don't just do that unless you've done a good job. Well, that's not true. I mean, that's like a king giving his son a pardon that, you know, still means that the individual did wrong. And my whole point about this story is that they've been covering it up. They've been lying. The eyewitnesses have come forward. We know what happened, and this wouldn't be happening to Bush if he hadn't been prancing around on aircraft carriers talking about what a fighter ace he is.
Look, you know, look, I got to tell you, I wasn't the first guy to volunteer for Vietnam myself, but on the other hand, my daddy didn't vote to send other men's sons to Vietnam. My grandfather did not vote to send other men's sons to Vietnam, and my father didn't make a call to politicians to get me out of the service.
Well, it was quoted in the Memphis newspaper out of Alabama last week, and they had a bunch of different witnesses there. They were told, yeah, some rich kid's coming, and they were all waiting for him to show up. They said they wanted to party with him, and he never showed up. He was never there.
Well, if you go to my website, www.gregpalast.com, that's G-R-E-G-P-A-L-A-S-T, I see that I actually have this document from inside the Justice Department. My staff has loaded it up for the Alex Jones listeners. If you go to gregpalast.com and you type in Bush and draft dodger, or you type in Bush and air guard, you'll get to an article which is called President Top Gun. And there's a link in it which will get you actually to this Justice Department document. It's pretty sorrowful stuff, because I'm looking at it right now.
But the media has this. I mean, the Associated Press, Reuters, other publications have the facts they're lying. But then by the time it gets to the nightly news, it's, well, there's still questions, and we don't know what the truth is, but we do know what the truth is.
Right, we do know what the truth is, except for there's one other thing, is that what hasn't come out in America, and you have to understand that my report for the BBC has been played all over the world, my film on George Bush dodging the draft, paying off people to cover it up, that this information was put on the nightly news in Britain now 7 times in the past year, and I couldn't get it into the United States press for nothing. This is top of the nightly news. So you have to understand is that we're asking the rest of the world to go to war with us. And the rest of the world is watching a report on my television show saying, this guy's sending your kids to wherever he's going next, Iraq or whatever, but, you know, he wasn't exactly ready to jump on the bandwagon himself. He'd rather be kind of a pretend Tom Cruise in, you know, saving Houston from Viet Cong attack. Now, again, the guy's in the air guard today. Now, you know, by the way, he hasn't hesitated to send our president to send his own air guard unit, which before was a party unit.
Well, what about this tactic, Greg? What about this tactic he used in Meet the Press that I think is despicable? Of, now, don't you criticize the guard. He just brought that into it as if that had something to do with it. No one's criticizing the guard.
Absolutely.
We're talking about his record, and he tries to turn it into, hey, don't you talk bad about the guard.
Yeah, in fact, you have to understand that guard people, when I was in Austin, we're very upset about this business, because they are very proud of the guard, and they don't like the fact that they were used as a dumping ground for rich kids. John Connolly's son, the other governor's son, was there. Lloyd Benson's kid, Senator Lloyd Benson, Democrats and Republicans. This became a dumping off point for the ultra rich and the ultra connected of Texas to get their kids out of Vietnam. Now, I don't blame anyone for doing that, but please don't send other kids in your place.
Well, don't stand around and then lie about it.
And then don't stand around and fly, you know, to pretend that you're landing an airplane on an aircraft carrier, which he didn't do, by the way. And just so you know that, you know, no one else was ever given a pilot slot who hadn't actually been a pilot previously in Vietnam. I just spoke with another pilot who trained the pilots to land on aircraft carriers. You know that he was in tears when he watched George Bush land on that jet. He said, you know, there are guys who died making that landing. There are guys who died and were shot down over Hanoi after taking off from those jets, you know, who won't come back. This is not supposed to be for stunts. This is not a political cartoon. It's not a political advertisement. This is our armed forces.
Well, look, Greg.
And this
Greg,
guy was in tears, I got to tell you.
Greg, we've got all these neocons on the air calling us liars because we're just laying out the facts here. And
you know, it's all I'm trying to do is I'm not trying to disparage, you know, to first of all, we don't disparage the guard. I mean, that's really absurd. The guard is out there right now in combat. We're talking about a kid who used his daddy's Rolodex to get himself out of Vietnam, and then ran around saying how much everyone ought to go to Vietnam. He was a big booster of the war when he was a kid at Yale. You know, don't forget, he got into Yale because his grandfather, he had terrible grades, but his grandfather was on the board of Yale.
What do you think of John Kerry and Bush, the skull and bones presidency?
Well, you know, let's face it, there's a nice little privileged clique up there. And at least I'll say one thing for Kerry. He had the privileges, and his daddy could have made the call to get him out, and he didn't. These are a couple very privileged rich kids who don't hesitate from using their privileges. But at least I'll say for Kerry that, and again, I'm not endorsing any candidate, and I don't care which of these guys win. You're going to, God knows what we're going to get out of it. But, he didn't have his daddy make the call to get him out. And also he didn't run around saying that that those who question the misuse of privilege are somehow attacking the patriotism of those who serve.
Yeah, that was really low-handed. And
so see the documents yourself. www.gregpalace.com. And
say what?
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles, yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm sorry to the folks online, loaded phone lines. Just call me back tonight, call me back tomorrow, and we'll have time to take your calls. Got a few final issues here we want to go over with Greg Palace. Greg, you've got a new CD/video out that goes over a lot of what we've been discussing here on the show. It's great stuff. Folks can get a copy of that at gregpalace.com, can't they?
Right. It's called Weapon of Mass Instruction, Greg Palace, Live and Uncensored. It's an enhanced CD. In other words, you could put in your car stereo and get an hour discussion from me, several tracks. A lot of it's pretty funny, actually, and the kind of tragic comedy of our national issues, everything from George Bush, war hero, war zero, to the Bin Laden family and the 199i documents I mentioned. And if you stick it into a computer, though, it works like a DVD where you can see some of these confidential documents, including the one about George Bush's war record, the FBI secret documents, and other World Bank secret documents.
Very important stuff. Greg, how can Bush call himself a conservative when the government's grown by 45% while he's doing all these unconservative things?
Well, it's a very big government. What I'm writing now for Rolling Stone magazine is an investigation into this, into basically the use of privatized CIA operations that he's running. We're creating a new national DNA database, which they say they aren't, but I have the information that they are.
They really are setting up a dictatorship.
And they want you to love it. They're telling you this will make you more secure. You know, they tell you, for example, there's a company, Choice Point, that has a program that suggests you should push the government to require that they get your DNA samples, your kids' DNA samples, in case something terrible happens.
By the way, Greg, you know, when they take your blood at birth, part of that does go for a blood test. The other ampule goes to the federal government. I can get you some documentation on that. They've already got the federal DNA database.
You know, this is what we need to have, and I got to tell you this. So what I'm looking at now is I've got insiders from this company who are blowing the whistle on this stuff. They're keeping – it is against the law, and the law being the United States Constitution, but specific executive orders issued by Bill Clinton and even Richard Nixon, saying that the FBI cannot and CIA cannot keep computer files on Americans who are not under suspicion of having caused a crime.
But CAPS 2 legitimizes and institutionalizes that, and these are the type of issues that you report on a regular basis.
And yeah, that's right. And you should. And what they're doing is the way they're getting around is they're having private companies keep these databases, and they're saying, well, we're not. The FBI's not keeping it. Homeland Security's not keeping this stuff. It's a private company. And therefore, we can then just access their databases. Well, that's even more dangerous because
Greg, what's happening real quick in the last minute or so here with the Pakistan situation, with Bush blocking the investigations of this scientist who's arming all these people?
Well, we've got a big problem here because, as you know, I reported BBC 2 years ago, and now finally coming out here that Pakistan was running a flea market in nuclear fission materials and nuclear bomb plants, selling to Libya, North Korea, Iran. We don't know where else, and I have from FBI, from CIA, the statement that Bush blocked these investigations 2 years ago. Once again, it goes back to our friends the Saudis who've been funding these Islamic prom programs, and that just embarrasses the Bush administration.
Absolutely, and then if there's more terror attacks, they just get more control. GregPalast.com, thank you for joining us, Greg.
Alex, your treat. Thanks. Bye.
Take care, my friend. I'm out of time for this show. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. I might mention that I have made 10 films and written a book and published a book. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get those videos. Get those books. They're powerful. They're waking up 90% of those that see them. So don't wait. Take action now. 1-888-253-3139 to order, or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. To the sponsors, the listeners, to the affiliates, to all the great guests, to all the callers, thanks for all you do. Keep it up. If we weren't here doing this, things would be a lot worse. You can be guaranteed of that. Take care. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now. now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.